Let's hear more now on that report carried out by experts in human rights law on key decisions taken during the pandemic and the relationship between the government and the National Public Health Emergency Team. The COVID-19 Law and Human Rights Observatory at Trinity raised serious concerns that the government has in many cases delegated executive power on COVID-19 to NPHET, point to a significant lack of transparency in many big decisions, a lack of accountability, and call on the government to clarify its relationship with NPHET. Dr. David Kenny is Associate Professor of Law at Trinity College Dublin and one of the authors of the report. Dr. Kenny, good morning.
Good morning.
And tell us more about what this report is and why you carried it out.
So the observatory that we've been running in Trinity College has been set up to keep some constant oversight on pandemic response measures because obviously, as we know, the legal response to the pandemic has involved some of the most significant restrictions on freedoms that any of us can remember in this country, and we thought it was important to have some constant vigilance of that. This report was compiled by more than a dozen contributors looking at various public health law issues around the pandemic, and as we've heard previously on the programme, that included looking at the role of NPHET, looking at various criminal justice measures, looking at the response in prisons, direct provision, vaccination and so on. And the idea was to try and make recommendations to both improve our pandemic response for as long as this pandemic persists, and also hopefully to make recommendations that would be implemented should any of these measures be necessary in future in another public health emergency, because we think the same issues would be likely to arise.
And what did you find?
So while the report is obviously quite broad and very varied, the really key finding for us was that there was a serious lack of transparency and accountability in various aspects of our COVID-19 response. While the measures were often effective and often achieved very good results, and there's a lot to laud in our pandemic response, there was simply too much that was unclear about who was making decisions, about what matters were dealt with legal rules and what matters were simply public health guidance, to what measures were introduced sectorally in particular places. And the WHO would say that in public health response, the most important things are transparency and accountability, that you know what is being done, and crucially, you know who is doing it, and you can raise objections and participate if you feel that the wrong decisions are being made. And we had concerns across several areas that that transparency and accountability was lacking or could have been improved. And so even though there's a lot to say that's positive about the pandemic response, those are, we think, serious governance issues that should be addressed in any future measures we'd introduce.
And when you are calling on the government to clarify its relationship with NPHET, what do you mean?
So one of the things that we looked at in some detail was the way that NPHET and government have interacted. And one of the problems in doing that was the availability of information, that actually the precise decision-making process that is undertaken is often unclear. And one thing that we found was that you could trace perhaps different dynamics between the government and NPHET at different times, sometimes working closely together to reach a joint decision, sometimes with NPHET advising and the government making a final decision, which is legally what's supposed to happen. But sometimes we thought, quite problematically, the government had given de facto power to NPHET. NPHET is not legally empowered to make binding public health decisions. That's something that the government does. But we found several occasions where the lines of authority were being blurred, and perhaps NPHET itself was making sort of decisions and the government was merely rubber stamping them.
Can you give an example?
Our concern there is that NPHET, while an excellent body with great expertise, is not accountable, is not democratically elected, and doesn't have to respond to the popular will. And in our system of government, that's why we insist that the government that does have that democratic accountability is the true decision maker. And so in terms of that relationship, having much more clarity on how those decisions are made, being much clearer even with the public that it is the government that is in charge, that NPHET merely advises and the government is always responsible and accountable for any decisions that are made. We think that that would be really important in terms of clarifying the lines of authority, so we always know who's deciding and we always know who we can hold accountable for the decisions that we take.
Government ministers have repeatedly asserted during the pandemic that experts advise and governments decide. Michael Ryan of the World Health Organization has also stressed that perfection is the enemy of the good, that speed is of the essence. And ultimately, while your report has the benefit of hindsight, this was an emergency. Do you agree?
Absolutely. And I think that it's very important to remember that decisions made under pressure and processes put in an emergency situation are never going to be perfect. In particular, in the report, we stress that some of the failings we point out would be perfectly understandable and entirely excusable at the beginning of the pandemic response last March, where really we were doing everything we could to combat an incredibly serious situation, and any processes that we could put in place that would work were good enough. Our concern is that a lot of these problems have persisted even into the current response and the response we're seeing now. And as we get toward a year and a half into the pandemic response and looking forward to any future measures that we might need to introduce, we think that we should aim for better, and that the failings that you might expect in an emergency situation can be fixed as time goes on.
Can you give an example of what you mean by that? An example where NPHET seemed to be making the decision above government?
So one of the concerns in the report that we raised was the period in the aftermath of the Christmas period last year, where we saw obviously some very severe consequences of the government's decision to reopen, perhaps contrary to NPHET advice, in December. And we trace the various decisions that were made between January and March and found very little evidence that any sort of significant questioning of NPHET advice was being undertaken. And even when reports in the media suggested there was some government disagreement or some government concern in respect of the advice that was being given, we found very little evidence of that being robustly challenged. And so we highlight some cases in the early period of the pandemic as well. And so we think there's been different phases in terms of the relationship between government and NPHET. And obviously that changes depending on the public health situation, but also on how government's previous decisions have led to particular consequences.
We're going to leave it there, I'm afraid, just for time purposes, I'm afraid. Dr. David Kenny, Associate Professor of Law at Trinity College Dublin, thank you for speaking to us.